Hall Pass. In my sober circles, we have this concept of what we would call a hall pass. And we use it to talk about, you know, the drinking days or whatever. And the idea is like, hey, I'm in a situation where no one's going to know that I'm going to drink. That is a hall pass situation. So I'm at an airport. That is a hall pass. I'm just around strangers. No one's going to know, except for all the people that can smell me, because I've convinced myself that I don't smell like booze. You smell like booze. One of the big hall passes for me was when I would work late. I would be at the office until ungodly hours of the night, like 11, 12 o'clock, just working my ass off. And part of like being an alcoholic is just feeling just incredible amounts of shame and feeling sorry for yourself and using alcohol to justify your poor decisions. I'm working real hard. I deserve like to get smashed or whatever. Because the alcohol is going to provide you dopamine. So if you're depressed or whatever, you do all these mental gymnastics to justify why you're drinking. So when I would work late, what I would do is I would like freak out. I'm like, oh my God, the liquor store is going to close. So I would run to the liquor store and then I would get food and then I would drink and then I would go home. Not necessarily in that order or all of the above, I guess. And when you start to get sober, there's another piece of this, which is, at least for me anyways, I would be like, oh, these friends can know that I'm trying to be sober. These friends cannot know that I'm sober. That way, in case I need my, drinking escape hatch, this is a safe space. And so it's like, ooh, these people are allowed to know that I'm trying to be sober. These people are not allowed to know. And which in hindsight is just totally ludicrous. But it's part of, for me, it was part of my sobriety journey to know like, hey, I've got a drinking problem. I need to stop. But you don't have the tools yet. At least for me, I didn't have the tools of how to stop or anything. So I did have these situations where I'm like, ooh, I'm trying to stop. But if I do X, Y, Z, no one's going to know. And again, that's just totally ludicrous because what's prompting this is that I was driving home the last two nights. I did work until like 11 o'clock at the office. And it wasn't until I was walking out the building where I realized, holy fuck, this would have been like a total hall pass situation. Like I would have been feeling sorry for myself while also justifying like I'm working real hard. I deserve to get like totally wasted. But like when you become comfortable in your own skin and you get out of the sort of valley of alcoholism, none of that matters. You're not looking for reasons to drink because like you don't need to, you don't want it. Even the idea of it is kind of repulsive even. And the other crazy thing is in hindsight, like looking back, you're like, Hey, dummy, it doesn't matter if your wife knows or your parents know or your friends know, you know. So if you were to drink, you would know. And that should be like a really bad sign. You should be unhappy with yourself. It's not about other people. That's part of the shame cycle. You feel shame because you are thinking about what other people are thinking of you. It's all like, For me, the psychology of being an alcoholic is still interesting to me, I guess. And I think it's interesting because like being on the other side, like 2+ years sober, And just being totally comfortable. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go home. Maybe I'm going to, find some sugar. Maybe I'm going to be my naughty is now it's not like, oh, I'm going to get an extra big bottle of whiskey that will hold me over for 3 days instead of one. It's not that. It's like, oh, I'm going to be naughty and get Taco Bell. And I totally was naughty. I got, just an awesome cheese quesadilla, last night. And I got home and then I went to bed. I decompressed a little and I went to bed. This is what it's like. I never imagined in a million years that I would be the one holding my sobriety together. I always thought it would be like, I would be in trouble and I had been in trouble. Like I tried to get sober once when I was in trouble and you can't do that. You can't get sober for anyone but yourself. So yeah, happy Friday, everyone. I will talk to you later. Bye.